Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
Whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
Aha, Jeff, did you hear that?
I heard it.
Jeff Smith, former Missouri senator, in studio with us right now. He came in here loaded for bear. He wanted to come into the studio to talk about this persecution that's going to take place on television here at about 9 o'clock. Oh, the impeachment inquiry. I mean, I'm sorry.
It's like, I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, yes, he does.
It's hard to call it a persecution because really, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to argue against this, Mark. Nancy Pelosi kind of had to be dragged kicking and screaming to this point. She delayed as long as she could until she and half of America found the evidence so incontrovertible that she felt like she had to move forward. She was really paying attention to the 40 or so Democratic members in swing districts who she knew would be very reluctant to go forward. And so she held the tide as long as she could.
She was squeezed, and you know it. And she's one of the more extreme members of her party, but she didn't hold a candle to Tlaib and Omar and all of these crazies who were screaming for impeachment. She wasn't brought into this kicking and screaming. She knew that it was political suicide. And just like Lindsey Graham said, I know he's one of your favorite senators. Just like he said, there's no judicial hearing in America where only the prosecutor gets to present witnesses.
And that's why Republicans, 45 Republicans, had access during the whole pre-impeachment process. They were on those committees, had a chance to ask questions. Today, Republicans will get 45 minutes in rebuttal, just as Democrats get 45 minutes. And look, remember, this stage, this is like the charging stage. This is not the trial. The Senate conducts the trial. Mitch McConnell will be in control of all of that. But if this is analogous to our criminal justice system,
you
this
can't,
is the stage
you can't call at this which, the grand jury.
At which no. The prosecution is deciding whether or not to make a formal charge.
Now, I know you were a college professor for a while, and were you a law professor?
I was a political science professor.
I thought so. So I wasn't. I don't have a law degree either. But I'll guarantee you, if you assign me to prosecute a case, and the other side's not allowed to call witnesses, I'm going to win. That's what's going on here.
That is not what's going on here. The Republicans are going to have 45 minutes after the Democrats get their 45 minutes to ask questions and to make and to try to punch punch holes in anything the Democrats say. Look, the Republicans have been pounding the pavement, you know, saying, hey, we want to get this out in the light. Now you've got it out in the light. And they'll have their chance to poke holes in the argument. But the fact is, over the last several days, we've seen Republicans back away from the, you know, a month ago, it was there was no quid pro quo. There was no quid pro quo. Well, now about 15 witnesses, many of whom Donald Trump himself appointed, are going to stand up there and say, yes, there was a quid pro quo. There was an attempt led by the president of the United States, implemented by his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, outside of the process to extort a foreign leader on behalf of his own political interests.
The sound you hear is the transcript over here. If you want to read the transcript, transcript?
I have read the transcript.
You've read the transcript? See, this is the transcript. It's all right here. And there was no quid. Even the Democrats have stopped calling it quid pro quo.
I'd like you to do me a favor.
They're calling it
extortion. The Democrats are calling it extortion and bribery. I'd like you to do me a favor, though. In exchange for, for me giving you this military aid, and then multiple people are going to corroborate that aid was held up until there was an investigation of the person the president saw to be his most
Zelensky
formidable
never,
domestic
despite
rival.
All of this testimony, Zelensky never came out and held a news conference, as they allege he was told he had to, saying he was holding an investigation and he was looking into the Bidens. You know who they should have called, and the Democrats would have denied that one, too. Just like our caller said earlier, they should have called President Zelensky. He would have flown over and testified. He didn't feel any of this pressure. Every person, what they did but with the behind-door testimony is they pre-screened their witnesses. They found the ones they thought they could play to their advantage, and those are the eight they're going to call to the stand. They denied every single one of the Republicans' requests.
Yes.
And, every single one.
And the absolute key witness is going to be a guy who gave $1 million. I feel like the Austin Powers movie. $1 billion. Who gave $1 million to Donald Trump's election in 2016, Gordon Sondland. He will be the key witness here. How you could call him a never Trumper, you know, as Jeff, I think some Republicans are preparing to do, is beyond me.
Listen to the testimony today. Every single one of these people said, I assumed. Every single one of these people said, I believed. None of them said, the president told me to do this. None of them said, I heard the president say, we're not giving him this money. Nobody. All this is a bunch of people with an axe to grind against this president. That's what it is.
Taylor, Ambassador Taylor, who has served for decades under Republican and Democratic presidents, who was appointed by Donald Trump, it is going to be very difficult when people watch this decorated military hero say that he had an axe to grind. When Gordon Sondland, the million-dollar Trump donor, gets up there, which will happen sometime in the next few weeks, I think it will be very tough to make the case that this guy had an axe to grind. These are reluctant witnesses. These are people who did not want to be here and have their life disrupted in this way. But they are going to go on there, and if they're smart, tell the truth after they swear an oath. And take it from me, they shouldn't say anything but the truth.
Back up, you creep. Get away from me.
Why don't you guys just go draft Hillary Clinton and try to beat him at the box office?
God, what about right? that comment yesterday from Hillary?
Oh,
saying,
I know many, 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 many people. The voices she's hearing as she takes walks in the woods.
Many, 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 many people who presumably also have the same last name as her. Because I mean, as I think I said to you a few weeks ago, there hasn't been one news cycle over the last 3 years that Hillary Clinton has dominated that's been good for the Democratic Party, except for the one where she was off hiking in the woods in Chappaqua, you know, and somebody bumped into her. The American people are not thirsting for Hillary Clinton. And frankly, I don't think the Democratic primary voters are thirsting for Michael Bloomberg or Deval Patrick or any number of other Democrats that are going to try to come in and be the savior. That's not what you hear when you talk to Democrats in the early states. They're hearing what I hear from my contacts in those states. Hey, there's a lot of good candidates out here, and you know we're having a tough time deciding, but we like these two or three.
So it's always great to end the segment on something we can agree on, like Hillary Clinton. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
It's always great to see you, Mark.
Yeah, you bet. Jeff Smith, former Missouri senator, in here with us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.